And good morning and welcome to a Raider Wrap. Is it just me or do I hear voices in my head? I think maybe I just hear voices in my head. It's 10 o'clock on a beautiful Saturday morning. It is the 12th day already of March, if you can believe that. Spring is right around the corner, just a few days away, but we're going to get a chance to warm up to that opportunity here this week. Today it looks like increasing clouds, a high of around 29. Started out this morning in the negative temperatures, so excitement today with a little bit of sunshine, maybe some overcast clouds, maybe a chance of rain later today, but not too much. Cooling off to around 24 tonight, and then for tomorrow, sunny skies, 44, but it's going to be a little bit on the windy side. Some gusts could be 30, 35 miles an hour, so hold on to your kite as hard as you can. You don't want that one to get away from you. And then for tomorrow night, looks like a slight chance of some rain or snow after midnight. Yeah, the dreaded four-letter word still in the forecast. Mostly cloudy, and we'll cool off around 31 Monday. A slight chance of some rain early in the morning just to clean the streets up a little bit. Partly sunny skies, 41 for a high on Monday. Cooling off to 23, and then Tuesday looks like we got 50. Wednesday, the warmest day of the week, looks like sunshine, 57 on Wednesday. So some great temperatures up ahead. Lots of fun and excitement going on this morning on the Raider Wrap. We'll have AJ come in a little bit later. He's going to talk to Riley Nelson here this morning as well. The wrestling team is on their way to state today to compete. And for the most part, a lot of our state activities have been completed. Joining us this morning on one of my microphones here is Activities Director Joel Olson. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning.
So, wow, what a past couple of weeks it's been. Northfield in the limelight, if you will. Opportunity present there. I mean, the hockey team was there. The Nordic team was there. The gymnastics team was there. The swim and dive team was there. Now the wrestling team. This has got to be exciting for Activities Director.
It is a very busy time. The month of February gets really busy with section tournaments and state tournaments. And, yeah, we kicked it off with the gymnastics team was sending three girls to state, and then the girls' hockey team, the big win in the section in AA hockey, and got into the state tournament, and that was really fun to be a part of that. And then I got wrestling team and individuals. I had a record 11 individuals go to the state tournament along with the team, and then we had our first ever girls' state tournament. And Ella Pagel was our first ever girls' state champion from Northfield. So,
hold on, what? Hit the brakes, boys and girls. What just happened? What did we just set some sort of like historical mark?
Yes.
In Northfield, Minnesota.
Yes.
I mean, it is a historical city. We all know about defeated Jesse James. So now it's defeated Jesse James / Ella Pagel.
Yes. So last year, the state high school league approved to have girls only state tournament. So a lot of scrambling went on to make that happen. So the state tournament for the girls was held in conjunction with the boys, and they had four girls in each weight class, and Ella Pagel was the 165-pound state champion. So first time a girl from Northfield had that opportunity to do that.
How did she prepare? How did she wrestle? I mean, was she on the boys' team?
She's on the boys' team. We have, and Jeff Staub will probably correct me, I think we have four or five girls on the team, six girls maybe. And so they went to a sectional, and there was two sectionals in the state, and our girls were in Hastings, and Lainey House and Ella were the ones that came out of that section. But during the season, those girls do wrestle either varsity or JV, depending on the need. And so they wrestle against boys all year long. And then now the opportunity was to wrestle in a girls-only state tournament. So they're able to compete against, you know, individuals that have that same ability and in their same gender. So, yeah, so Ella took home the
gold. Obviously, the next step, and it's probably a long way from here, but the next step's got to be a girls' wrestling team, right?
Yep, and next year we're already scheduling matches with in tournaments that will be girls only. So we'll have girls going somewhere on a Saturday, the boys going somewhere else on a Saturday, And so we'll have to look at the coaching situation too, about how do we split up coaches and things like that. So yeah, the schedule, it's full forward, and I think it's just going to explode now that that opportunity is there for girls.
Do we know if there is a feeder program or anything like that along the way here, that there's maybe some younger girls that maybe want to get into this?
All the girls and boys are in the youth association here in Northfield. And so it's the James Gang is the name of that program. So they all wrestle together, and in the middle school as well. So we do have a very vibrant feeder program for wrestling. So, so it's exciting, and especially this is the 50th anniversary of Title IX. So giving that opportunity for girls to compete in sports and activities at the high school and college level. So it was really a neat thing to see with having that happen. So.
So they had a couple of people participate. I'm guessing it's a little different. So, you know, you get the boys, they come in, they have their 98 pound, their 105, their 112, their 119, blah, 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 all the way to heavyweight. With the girls, there's not that many participants. So right. How did they go about that differently?
Yeah, there's I believe, 10 weight classes this year. And I should have researched a little more. I think the National Federation of High Schools maybe sets those weight classes. And so, it's just like any other, the boys program where the girls, you know, they have to make weight. So it's kind of different where they, if they're wrestling with the boys during the season, they got to make a certain weight. The weights for the girls were a little different. It's a work in progress trying to understand, where do we go from here? So
the boys were wrestling in the sections and different things like that during the same time. So were they at the University of Minnesota? Were they wrestling in the same spot, or they were separate, or how would that
work? So the section tournament was in Rochester, and that Saturday that was our individual or our team tournament was the girls' section tournament in Hastings. But they came together at the Excel Center for the state wrestling tournament, and the teams wrestled on Thursday, and then the individual boys wrestled on Friday and Saturday, and the girls came in on Saturday as well. So it was all in conjunction. They all wrestled at the Excel, got that opportunity to be in front of the big crowd. So,
wow, so we had two participants?
Yep.
So Ella Pagel
and Lainey Houts.
And how did Houts do?
She was fourth, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
That's not bad, fourth in the state of Minnesota.
No.
What, are you kidding me?
Yep.
That's pretty good. Yep. And then Ella won. She's not graduating this year, is she?
She's a freshman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she is nationally ranked in her weight class. So she is really good. And I wouldn't be surprised to see her making a push for the Olympics someday.
Oh, very nice. Is there a ladies wrestling in Olympics now that they participate in that?
Yep. And colleges have it. So it's growing.
It's up and coming.
Yep.
I'm just going to guess and speculate that the rules have to be somewhat consistent.
Yep.
I don't know if there's special rules or different things that you're aware of. It's all the same. Mm-hmm. Still no body slamming, any of that. No forward head crush or anything like that. No poking the eyeballs out. Oh, correct. That's a different type of wrestling. Sorry. That's not high school wrestling. High school wrestling goes by points. All-star wrestling goes by show.
Yes, it does.
So, so you wanted to be an all-state wrestler. Didn't you want to be a...
I wrestled in high school. I was a very average wrestler. I was a good teammate. I wasn't a great wrestler. So
didn't you always want to take on Superstar, Larry Hanning?
No, I didn't do that. In my first job as an AD, I did do a demonstration for the synchronized swimming team. So I've put myself out there
really
quite a few times to make a fool of myself.
Well, you didn't drown.
No,
we see that. So it must have been on the shallow end for
yes,
sure.
It was.
A wrestler in a swimming pool?
Yeah,
come on, that's just not
that's
right.
Like a rock.
Yeah. That- That's not supposed to happen. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, a beautiful Saturday morning at that. And my guest this morning, Joel Olson, who joins me from time to time, and he's like my band-aid. He's not like he rip it off and it hurts, but he puts it on and he makes it nice and secure, and he helps me get through our Saturday morning program sometimes. So Speaking of wrestling, I mean, let's not forget who else is wrestling. I mean, the boys. So here's another one. You know, the wrestling team has been doing really, really well in the past several years. And this year, here they go again. We got some state tournaments going on.
Yeah, the Olympic weightlifting team is going this weekend up in Moorhead. We have several kids competing there. And that's at their high school up there. So they've been busy all winter long as well. And then the speech team is competing today. The Knowledge Bowl team swept the top four places at their section, so they're all headed to state. And I'm remiss in not knowing what the date is of that, but that's coming up as well. And then the we heard about Rock and Roll Revival, you know, coming
earlier
up.
Today. Yeah.
Yep, next two weekends coming up for that. That's a big, big production, and a lot of people come to watch that. So.
Let's talk about that for just a second. I know we just had, you know, they were on there, Zany, and they were talking a little bit more about that. But some people may have missed the opportunity to hear any of that. But you can catch us, by the way, at KYMNradio.net if you want to go to today's programming and today's date and dial in the Art Zany Show. You can listen back to with the rock and roll. This has been a tradition for years and years and years. And is it a direct replica, or do they change things up from year to year?
Yeah, they change things up. They have a theme every year, and are every other. So they do this every other year because it's such a big production that it just takes so much time and energy and people power that they do it every other year. Last year we did do it. We did it outside because of COVID. We had a big stage, and it was a scaled down version. And so we decided to do it again this year to give that opportunity for those kids that might be graduating and might not have been able to do it. So. So they have a different theme, and Boudre, the director, directs that and chooses the music and the kids. It's all student music with singers and the band and all of that choreography. So it's a really fun thing to be a part of, and they sell out six shows at the middle school, and that middle school holds about 700 people. So you think about how big that is and the tradition that it is that they sell out the middle school for six shows. And that starts this week, coming up on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Have they thought about taking it on the road or anything like that?
I don't think Ray would be able to sustain that.
Just get an 18-wheeler and just throw them up there and just go from town to town, pulling in the parking lot, saying, hey, come on out, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Be a great fundraiser for the Raiders activities, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yes, definitely. We could upgrade our sound system in the middle school, and it's a really, if you can go to it. I know tickets are hard to come by. They're all online. You can find them at our activities website on the high school webpage, and you just purchase a ticket and pick one of those shows. But I know seats are fast becoming scarce. So,
any idea what the admission is to that?
Oh, gosh.
10, 15, 20,
yeah,
25, 30?
Yeah.
And a half. 35, 40, 44, 45, 50.
I think it's 15 or 17 per ticket.
17, 17 and a half, yeah, and a half, 18. Yeah. Give me 20. Give me 20, 25. 15. I got two tickets in my pocket. Highest bidder wins.
Yeah.
Kidding. Just kidding. Even if I had two tickets in my pocket, I don't think I'd sell it because it's every other year and a half, or every couple of years. So, and yeah, you got all these young kids in there that are, you know, excited to be in the production and stuff like that. There's got to be a lot of excitement, not only during the production, but, you know, just leading up to it. And then backstage, some kids got to be elated when that show is done.
Oh, yeah. And you have people not only performing, but you have kids doing the, like you said, the set, building the set, helping out in the back, the behind the scenes, and a lot of volunteers. It's very much a community effort to put this production on.
And, you know, and maybe this is dating myself a little bit, but when we were in theater and drama and choir and stuff like that, now I was fortunate not only to be in athletics and to be in the sports and be on the floor, but I was in the German class. I was in the speech class. I was in theater. I was in thespian. I was, I played on the basketball team. I did all that stuff. So I was kind of encompassed. So I lived a pretty well-rounded childhood growing up in that. But there were some stigmas behind that. There were some things where, you know, the theater guys, they were all, you know, nerds over there, and you got the other nerds over there, and those nerds, here a nerd, everywhere a nerd, nerd. And then there was the cool jocks, you know. But the overall, I mean, just the opportunity to work in an environment like that is it gives kids an opportunity to look at other career opportunities, other things that because of that creative mindset. And you talk about building a studio set, something like that, you know, the skill that goes behind that to not only do that, but then to look at something and go, you know what, I think I can create something. I can mm-hmm. do something. They become designers, carpenters, builders, contractors. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for something like this.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll even expand what I love about our school is that kids that are in athletics and kids that are in other things do multiple activities. So we have athletes that are in rock and roll. We have athletes that are in choir and band and orchestra that do theater and vice versa, and kids that are in theater that do athletics. And it's such a testament to this community and the way we bring kids up to believe that they can do anything. And it might be that one thing that they decided to try and take a leap of faith and say, I'm going to do this, that leads them into something down the road after they graduate, that they do become something that they never thought they could do. And I think that's what activities, whether it's the arts and athletics, that give those opportunities for kids to see that, you know, I am capable of, and if I hadn't had that opportunity, I would have never known. So it's a really neat opportunity for kids and for our school and our community to offer these things and help them grow and help them see that I can be what I want to be and enjoy a passion as I get older. So, I just can't say enough about it.
I think it goes back to the old saying, you know, what would you do different? And I think for me anyhow, is I would have slowed down those times in high school. I was so just hell-bent on getting done and getting out of there so fast, I didn't even think about it. And then you look back and you reflect back on life and you go, I should have slowed that down a little bit because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, and I tell that to our seniors at the beginning of the year. There's going to be days where it drags on, but the weeks and the months are going to fly by. And here we are into March, and you are 3 months away from being alumni. And mm-hmm. it really hits them that, wow, yeah, it did fly by.
Embrace the moment. Yep. And, over the past 2 years, it was 2 years ago that Governor Walz started shutting things down. Literally, today is the 12th day of March, and on the 17th, everything was shut down. So literally 2 years ago, today, they started already. Toilet paper was flying out the counter. Mm-hmm. And by tomorrow, you wouldn't be able to find any. Yep. So embrace the moment and enjoy it. So you got a couple minutes?
I sure do.
All right, so we're going to keep Joel Olson here because he's just so much fun to talk to, isn't he? All right, stick around, everybody. We got more coming up for you right here on the Raider Wrap.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com. For more information.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus in Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Heritage Dental Care is a general dental clinic that has been a part of the community for over 50 years. They specialize in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Amy Finn, or Michael Thompson.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
And welcome back to a Raider Wrap on this Saturday morning. It's the 12th day already of March as we just 9 days away, 8 days away, 8 days in a wake up, something like that from the first day of spring. And we got plenty of sunshine on the way here this week. You're going to love it and you're going to enjoy every bit of it. So today we're going to warm up to only 29, but boy, that was sure beats that breezy, cool, snappy weather we had yesterday, huh? For tonight, it's only going to cool down to 24, and then tomorrow, sunny skies, 44. Sunday night looks like a cooling off to around 31 with mostly cloudy skies. Maybe a chance of some rain or snow on Monday morning. I'm going to go for a little bit of rain. Partly sunny skies, it's going to be 41 on Monday with about a 20% chance of that rain or snow mix. And then Monday night cools off to around 23, and then it clears out for Tuesday. Mostly sunny and a high near 50. Yabba-dabba-doo, Freddie. Tuesday night, it's going to be cloudy, but cooling off to 38. Then Wednesday, sunshine again. Light winds, 57. We're at 8 with plenty of sunshine on this Saturday morning. And joining me this morning is our guest, Joel Olson, the Activities Director for the Northfield Area Schools and or Raiders, if you will, hence the Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning. Riley Nelson will be joining us here a little bit, at least joining AJ and Meet the Raider, and then we've got the Raider scoreboard coming for you. And AJ and myself will have a little discussion with regards to some upcoming basketball events that are going on there. So pretty much the season is now over, Joel, and you would like to think, okay, let's take a little breather, and you know, and then we'll worry about the spring. But something tells me that that's already going on.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you an update quick. The Olympic weightlifting coach just texted me. Brittany Noreen took second place in the JV girls, and Elliot Ness took first in the JV girls. So, or boys. So that's an update from the Olympic weightlifting team.
Elliot Ness is still around, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Capone likes that idea.
You would hope that in the world of high school athletics that you would have some time off. But actually, spring sports start Monday.
Wow.
Baseball has their they have a week of arm conditioning, so all they can do is throw the ball. But softball and track both start on Monday, and so having an early spring break works out good in that way. Then the kids don't have to miss practices or anything, so they can get right into it. So they kick off, and then from then on out, the next three Mondays, golf and baseball and lacrosse, those sports all start consecutively, and tennis consecutively after that. So
I mean, there's tons of activities still going on. And they get to be more outdoor sports, obviously, right? So I think over the past winter, you know, the girls' hockey team had a really good following. You know, they packed the crowds. I think our basketball team did a nice job bringing in the crowds. The boys' hockey team had great success. Unfortunately, lost in the section there against New Prague, who ended up going to the state tournament. They were beaten, but still, you know, again, I mean, you had all the activities that were indoors and different stuff like this. This opens things up a little bit more, and all the events are still open to the public,
yeah,
right?
I mean, correct. Yeah, this, you know, we were just talking before we went to break that, you know, 2 years ago is when everything started getting shut down. And this was the first year again where people could come back And so we saw great crowds because I think people just wanted to come back and be a part of athletics and activities again. And and this is the first time in 2 years that kids have had, quote unquote, a normal school year. And so for all of us, just to be able to come back and support our programs has been big. And I think as we get into the spring, we'll continue to see, you know, on a nice 70 degree day, come and watch a baseball game or a softball game and lacrosse, you know, over at the stadium. So I don't see the trend of people not coming to events because it is, you know, it's what better way to spend a spring day than to come and watch a athletic event at a high school.
Wow. And, you know, baseball game takes about 2 hours. It's not like a Twins game. It takes 5 hours with all the intermissions and the breaks and everything. But a baseball game, you're in and out 2 hours, maybe an hour and 45 minutes. It's a beautiful sunshine afternoon, 4 o'clock game. You're at home sitting down to dinner by six if it's a home game.
Yep.
And, you know, I think it's just important that, you know, just anybody, if you like the game of whether it's, you know, I mean, golf's a little tougher. You know, but tennis, baseball, I mean, lacrosse, I mean, you're right there on top of the game. It's an opportunity. You cheer on the kids. They feel good. They feel good about themselves. You know, they got a nice support group there. Mm-hmm. Like I said, whether you're a parent or you're not a parent, if you just love the game and you just love to get outside and just kind of, you know, be a part of the Raider Nation, you know, you just, why not? Yep. 70 degrees sitting outside in a lawn chair just watching a boys baseball game or something. I mean,
that's what I was going to say. Bring your lawn chair. It's free, and just enjoy that the time.
So I don't know. I know that there was a lot of craziness that you couldn't bring outside snacks, food, stuff like that. And I don't know. Do you have concessions at all these, or do you encourage people if they want to bring their own stuff?
Yeah, I bring your own stuff. The lacrosse, because we're in the stadium, the lacrosse boosters generally will have something there for people if they can get enough volunteers, which has been
an issue
this year with indoor sports. But otherwise, yeah, we do charge for the lacrosse games, but baseball, softball, tennis, those are all free to watch. So, yeah, come on out. We've got numerous events throughout any given week, starting in actually the first week of April is when we start playing. So you can come out and bring a coat along to start out with, and then by the time you get to May, you're in shorts and a T-shirt.
I was going to – you know, they said that the Twins home opener was April 6th, and I'm like – not for me. it's 8 degrees right now. There's no way I'm sitting in a baseball game on today. But I've been to a home opener for the Twins when it was like 38 degrees. And bring a jacket.
Yeah,
bring something. Bring gloves, long underwear, all of it. Bring some galoshes if you have to. But just getting out. Anything. So, wow, what a winner. Right? I mean, Northfield and all their activities, and now they're competing in speech and Olympic Olympic weightlifting. And man, I mean, they're so right. And now we got the spring. Anything that you know of? Yeah. What can we expect anything coming
up? You know, in addition to Rock and Roll Revival, we do have the spring play May 5th, 6th, and 7th. So Rock and Roll will get done in March. Spring play will kick off all of their rehearsals and things, and then have their productions in May. That will be at the high school. So look forward to that. And then we've got our, then prom comes up 2 weeks later, and not too long after that is graduation. And
did they have prom last year?
We had a hybrid prom / senior all-night party. So instead of a grand march and all of that, we ended up having the seniors only, and they had a catered dinner and a grand march, and then we had a game night out on the football and the stadium field, which was really fun.
So you like set up tables, you played chess and cribbage?
We had a lot of teachers volunteer, and they had dunk tanks, and they had different games that kids could play. We had kickball, bingo, bags, all these things, and they could win tickets and then win prizes at the end of the night. So it was really fun. But this year, we are going back to having a traditional grand march and dance and things like that for prom. So
no bag tournament?
Well, we're going to still do the senior all-night party.
Oh.
We're going to do that. So, so that'll be, I don't know, what is it, June 5th or 4th or something, whatever, whenever before the...
So that'll just be seniors only?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not the rest of that.
Prom will be for everybody, or okay, for juniors and seniors, and then the all-night party for the seniors. So, so it'll be the next 3 months will will really go by fast for kids. And in between there, we have concerts and the section speech tournament we host, which will be coming up. And so a lot of events, the Arts a la Carte coming up in April. And if I'm back in again before then, we can talk more about that and get our art teachers in here to talk about that. So, it's all go from here on out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it sounds like there's still a few activities to do. And then, of course, then the summer months come around and then you're planning already for the following year.
Yeah, we actually have except for a handful of games, the fall schedule's already done for all of the fall sports. And for the most part, winter is pretty much completed too for next year. So, we live in this athletic and activities world. We always live in the future. You know, we can enjoy the moments, but we're already planning for the next season.
Are you allowed to divulge all of the activities and the times and schedules and everything like that, or is the Minnesota State High School League kind of hold?
If they should be public on our website on the Big Nine, so you should be able to see and plan your fall right now, depending on what sport you want to follow. And same with winter. We just have a couple of non-conference games we need to get scheduled. The hockey teams, every sport has a certain number of games they can play, and within that you have your conference schedule. And then from there you can schedule non-conference games, and it varies depending on the sport. But I know the coaches do have teams that they want to play, whether it's section opponents, to make sure that they have, when it comes down to seeding and things like that, that they've played them so they can argue for or against, you know, wins and losses and things like that. So, we're always future planning. That's what I call it. So
this is going to be exciting. The seniors this year didn't get to go to junior prom and were sophomores when all this happened. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
how much fun are they going to have?
They have not known a regular school year in their high school, basically high school career.
You're going to need a lot of chaperones, I think. These kids are going to come unglued. Are they good kids? Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, they're good kids.
They're still 17 and 18, man. We know. Come on. You know how you were.
My mom and dad are listening, so I better be careful.
Yes, mom. Yes, dad. I was really at the library when that all happened. So, Joel Olson, again, thank you so much for joining us. Love having you on the program. It's always fun to get together and just talk about stuff.
Well, thank you. And I think, you know, before I go, I just want to say thank you guys for, always being there for us to broadcast games and now streaming games. We see AJ in the hall over here and his dad. I just really appreciate what you're doing for our community and for the folks that can't come to games to be able to watch and listen. It's really important for us.
It's fun for us to do it too and be there. And of course, being in this industry, it's, you know, I get the opportunity to do the hockey. I did some basketball games and some football and different stuff like that. So for me, it's always just a joy to be there. Mm-hmm. And then, you get to know the coaches a little bit. Yep. You get to know some of the players a little bit. And it's just kind of a fun thing. And for me, it just keeps me in the game. Yep. So it's always exciting. And I get jacked up when I do it. And then when they start winning, oh, my God, it's fantastic.
I hear it in your voice.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yes. Oh, yeah. I think that Lakeville South game, you might have heard me get a little
excited.
Turn
the volume down a little bit.
Yeah, we won. So it's all good. So Joel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck to you and good luck to the students and good luck to everything as we continue to move forward here in the new year, if you will, in 2022. We've got more of the Raider Wrap coming up. We've got AJ going to join us here a little bit. We'll talk about some basketball, some section playoffs still coming your way. You're listening to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 KYMN.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield.
Thank you, Joel.
Letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders.
Hi, I'm Artie Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, 1300 Bullenbacher Drive in Northfield. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, noon
Paul
to 4.
Paul Ryland here telling you about the spring preview. We have a very special home coming up in Pete's Hill in Elko. It's the premier lot in the neighborhood with views for miles. You can actually see Northfield from there. This home has high ceilings. It has three bedrooms on the first level, wide open kitchen, and lots of quality. Walkout basement is finished, so there's actually five bedrooms and three baths all together. Big three-car garage. I'd love to see you up there for the Spring Parade of Homes starting March 12th through April 10th.
Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
And welcome back to Darina Rap. 23 minutes, yes, 23 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We're at 9, sunshine on its way to 21 today. It's going to be 29, excuse me. It is 9, going to be 29. All right, no worries. Hey, we want to just reach out to you, and it is the Petalina. They're going to look for some support and efforts for the crisis in Ukraine at the Petalina. They're going to be selling vinyl stickers designed by the Julie Johnson here of North Star Sign and Design. And they're going to feature the colors of the Ukrainian flag. All proceeds will go to the Red Cross to aid in their work and evacuation assistance, along with food distribution, support for medical teams, water, just basic fundamental needs. Blankets, heat, warm food, hello. So all the suggested donation is about a $5 cash only. Stickers can be purchased at the store. It's on 313 Division Street in downtown Northfield. The doors are open. Come on over. Buy yourself a sticker for support of the Ukrainian government. They'll go to the, again, to Red Cross to help support all those that are refugees that are still there, that are still struggling and still trying to get through their day-to-day life as we, you know, we go through our life here with sunshine and 9 degrees. Absolutely a great day to be thankful for a little bit of everything. So, again, Petalina, $5 or more, all your donations going to help the Red Cross. 22 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We'll have A.J. Reister coming in here in a short minute. We got some ball games yet to do today. We're streaming some basketball today. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. But first, it's time for Meet the Raider, our weekly event where we talk one-on-one with one of the Raider participants today. It's Riley Nelson. Take it away, AJ.
Welcome back to Meet the Raider. I am AJ Reister, Raider Class of 2022. And today I'm joined on the phone by Riley Nelson of the weightlifting team. Riley, where are you at right now?
I am in Moorhead.
What the heck are you doing all the way up in Moorhead for?
It's the state weightlifting meet today.
No way. That's crazy. It's almost like it's the reason why I'm calling you.
Yeah.
Moorhead is quite the drive, and I text you this morning like, hey, are you still on the bus or something? And I was like, you know, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. I really don't think they'd be driving today. So how was the bus drive yesterday all the way up to Moorhead?
Well, we actually didn't ride a bus. We all drove separately just because we thought it'd be easier since all the parents would come. Because it's a four-hour drive, so we had to stay in a hotel, and we needed our parents with to stay in a hotel. So then we all just drove separately.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But the four-hour drive wasn't too bad for you and your family?
Actually, it was, like, during a snowstorm, so it was kind of bad, but we made it fine.
Ooh, Oof. Well, I'm glad you made it there safe so that you can lift here this morning. How many qualified out of the Northfield team?
I believe we have 14.
Wow. 14 lifters up at the state meet.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's insane.
Wow. So when did you guys know who all qualified? Did you qualify like throughout the season, or did it all come out like on a big list at the end of the season?
We individually qualified throughout the season, but we didn't really know who all qualified. And then after our last meet, our coach sent out like a big list to Jolson, and then he sent it out on School G.
And what was the emotions of the team when you guys saw that list and who all was going to the state meet?
We were all so excited. We didn't think we had that many. Our coach said we had 14, and our jaws all just dropped.
Wow, that's insane. And
yeah.
You're obviously a senior this year, so how did you feel after you knew you qualified?
I was really excited, but at the same time, I was also sad because it's my last year, and this is like the last state meet I get to lift at.
It's one of those bittersweet things. You're super happy you get to be there final season, you know, go up there and complete your goals, but you know it's your final season. So now, kind of looking at the competition today, how do you stack up against your competition?
Well, right now I am ranked number one in my weight class.
Okay.
And so if I make weight and hit my lifts, I should take home a state championship title.
Whoa, that's big time right there.
Yeah, especially for senior year.
Oh yeah, that sounds like completing the big goal. Senior year sounds like almost like a movie moment there, but that's pretty awesome. You're getting me
something
amped
I've been
up.
Chasing after.
Wow, that's awesome. And so how does the weightlifting scoring work exactly? Can you walk me through that?
Okay, so like, you want to know, like, qualifying stuff or what exactly? Because it's, like, a complicated thing. It's really weird.
I don't know a thing about weightlifting.
Oh, okay.
So, in order
to qualify for state, you have to, each individual weight class has, like, a certain qualifying total that you have to hit. And then there's also, like, a minimum total. And the minimum only qualifies, like, if there's, like, three people that, like, can hit that total. It's really weird. I don't know how to explain this very well. But then if you hit the qualifying total, like the actual one, then you're like certified to go to state. But if you hit the top three minimum, then you have to make sure that you stay within the top three minimum to go to state. And then once you're at state, if you just hit a big clean and jerk and a big snatch weight, then you add the two together and you get your total. And then you want a higher total, and then that total will get you, like, your placing.
Interesting. So that's how today is going to work as well, is whoever has the highest total is crowned the state champion?
Yes. And then I don't exactly know how team scoring works. It's kind of weird. It's like the coach has to pick someone from each weight class, and then if they end up making it on the podium, then they get, like, a certain amount of points for whatever place they got.
Okay, so it's kind of similar to wrestling, how the coach has to pick someone from each weight class to compete for the team scoring.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, that makes some sense. I don't know, I personally don't know all that stuff, and I don't know how many of our listeners know all that stuff, so thank you for clearing that all up for me and some of our listeners.
Yeah, it took me a while to understand it, so it is definitely a little bit complicated, and that's coming from someone who's been on the team for 5 years.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
One, how does the team stack up against the other teams today?
I actually don't know, but my coach said that all the other teams were like kind of scared of us because we have just like so many coming in that we could get a lot of team points for. So I feel like we're pretty high on the ranking.
That's really exciting. I'd say 14 lifters, that scare me, bro. And I just learned how the scoring works today, so.
Yeah.
And then my final question for you, who is the one lifter who made the biggest jump this season in performance overall? I think we talked early in the season about some of the underclassmen that have kind of caught your eye, but who is kind of one or two lifters that have really made the biggest jump this season in performance?
Well, I remember Lindsay saying that Caleb Graw had, like, her eye. And I honestly think that he's made a really big jump this season. It is his first year, so it's kind of, like, understandable because he hasn't really hit his peak yet. Mm-hmm. But, oh, my gosh, his total has gone up so much from the first time he lifted.
And he's at the state meet today, isn't he?
Yeah, he's at the state meet today.
Wow.
Oh, at the last meet, he was so close to hitting a state record, and it is his first year. He has such a long road ahead of him, and I'm so excited to see him perform throughout the rest of the years.
Is there any chance he's going for the state record today?
I believe so.
Ooh, you're going to have to text me throughout the day giving me updates, because now okay. I'm excited.
Okay, I will.
That sounds awesome. Well, thank you, Riley, for taking time this morning. Good luck hitting your weights. I know you told me you have weigh-ins at 11, so good luck today and good luck to the rest of the team, and make sure you text me some updates, all right?
All right, thank you so much, Adam.
Yes, thank you, Riley. And that was Riley Nelson of the weightlifting team competing at the state meet today up in Moorhead. Stay tuned right here for more sports on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com. For more information.
Northfield Lions offers premium charter bus, motor coach hire, corporate shuttles, and daily route services in Minnesota and beyond. For reliable, quality, and worry-free travel, look no further. Our services include airport transfers, bus charter for athletic teams, transportation for convention and meetings, and executive shuttles for corporate events. We also provide worry-free charter bus transportation for church and civic groups, high-quality employee shuttles, charter buses for private outings, luxurious transportation for weddings and receptions, and professional charter bus solutions for military and government officials. Northfield Lions, we're the drive behind worry-free travel.
Heritage Dental Care is a general dental clinic that has been a part of the community for over 50 years. They specialize in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Amy Finn, or Michael Thompson.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Raider Wrap. We're about 12 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. That means we've got 12 minutes of absolute bliss left on a Saturday morning. Well, actually, we got probably more bliss than that after 11 o'clock, but hey, we digress. So, just plenty of sunshine today, high around 29. We're going to have some westerly winds, no big deal. Great day to fly a kite tonight. Changes around just a little bit, maybe a slight chance of some rain or snow tonight. Very slight chance, maybe a 10 to 20% chance. Cooling off to 24 versus the negative temperatures that we had last night. And then for tomorrow, this is where it's going to be just wonderful. Sunshine, a high of 44, winds picking up out of the north-northwest in the afternoon. Gusts 30-35 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, slight chance of some rain or snow. And cooling off to 31. But for Monday, it's going to be a slight chance of snow or rain in the morning. Very slight, but it's going to warm up to 41 with partly sunny skies. So it's going to be absolutely a beautiful way to start off the work week. Did you know, AJ, I don't know if you knew this or not, but back in 1933, today was the first day that President Roosevelt gave his first fireside chat.
Really? I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, so you and I are going to sit here and have a little fireside chat.
Okay.
We don't have a fire. and we don't have a fireplace, but we'll chat. How about we just chat?
I like that part.
Okay, let's just chat. It's AJ Reister joins us live in the program. I'm not kidding you. He's actually, this is alive and well. He actually has a pulse today.
I do.
It's fantastic. That's great. So why am I here? Well, let's talk about what's coming up later today. So Joel Olson, talked about some of the new offerings that we got going on here at KYMN, and one of them is streaming. Mm-hmm. So we've started streaming some games. We've been testing. We've been checking. We've been doing some different things. And we've been able to bring some of the streaming games and broadcast at the same time. So although the Raiders are out of the contest, it's the Farmington Tigers remain.
Yeah, so we've started to reach out towards Farmington, and they've said, you know what, we like where KYMN is going, and they're going to let us stream the Farmington game here tonight against Lakeville South. It's the semifinals of the 1-4A section tournament. They're taking on Lakeville South. Both of these teams, it's going to be a fun game. They played each other twice already this season. First time, Farmington beat them 59-56, so a super close one. And then again, Farmington beat Lakeville South 61-58, so both of those wins are only 3 points differential. So we're expecting a really fun one here tonight.
It'll be a little different than Tuesday night's matchup against Rochester. John Marshall came into the Farmington Arena on Tuesday night, and they handed him pretty well, 80-56, I believe, was the final score on there. And we broadcast that one live. But tonight we'll be streaming, kymnradio.net. Mark it down, kymnradio.net. Now, if you know of anybody from Farmington or the surrounding area, or you're an alumni or anything like that, and you want to listen to the game, or you want to watch, you get to watch and listen. This is great. This is fantastic. Yeah. Ned Newberg will be doing the play-by-play along with color analyst AJ Reister. I unfortunately cannot be there today, and I'm going to miss out on my popcorn. I'm not really happy about that.
Sorry, Jim. Maybe I'll send you some after the game or something.
Okay, well, that would be really nice of you. It really would. You know, if you just put it in one of those microwave bags, and then I can just throw it in the microwave later, that'd be awesome. But so, season's wrapping up. You're a senior this year. You had a chance to talk to Kylie Nelson with weightlifting. You've done the Meet the Raider for the past several years now, and you're going to be a senior this year. So we've got a few more. We got some baseball, some tennis. We've got some lacrosse coming up. We got some, I don't know, do they have frisbee going on maybe?
Yeah, Ultimate Frisbee isn't through the school, but it's a club thing, but a lot of the high schoolers do it. And don't forget about track.
Yeah, let's not forget about track. Are you going to be running track?
Yep, that's what I'll be
doing. What are you running, 100-yard dash? Huh?
No,
9.2? 9.3?
I don't sprint.
Oh, no, you don't sprint?
No, I'm a distance
guy. You just take
your
time?
Yeah, I'd like to take my time.
You know, if you're a high jumper or something, you wouldn't have to like run at all, hardly.
Yeah, hardly. Maybe
think
like
about
a couple
that.
Steps. A
couple
maybe.
Steps, so you jump. Piece of cake, a little Fosbury flop.
Yeah, I'd have to try it out. Finally.
So we got a couple more Meet the Raiders coming up, and then you're off and out. So have you figured it out yet? Because I know you had been making some road trips here recently to check out some additional colleges and different stuff like that. So has AJ figured it out yet?
I think so. I don't want to announce anything yet until everything, all the papers are signed.
So the letter of intent. So is it going to be a Pac-9, Big 9, Pac-12? What's it going to be?
I'll give you a little
Ivy
hint.
League.
It's going to be a Big 10 school.
Ooh,
Big 10.
Give all right, AJ's going to stick around in the Big 10 country. You gotta love that. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. All right. So what time's the game tonight?
7 p.m.
So we're going to probably start streaming just a couple minutes before that.
Yep, we'll have probably some pregame interviews. Ned will do those probably and give you a little recap on how both seasons have gone so far, and then we'll get it going at tip-off.
Okay, so I know that we will also be streaming some baseball games, probably for the Raiders and Farmington this year. Yep. Farmington, my understanding, has a pretty good double-A class baseball team, and the Raiders seem to be doing fairly well. And we've got a lot of football players, hockey players, all going to play on the baseball team this year, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're going to be covering baseball, softball, both boys and girls lacrosse is our hope. So we got a lot more streaming coming, a lot more games coming your way on kymnradio.net. So,
awesome. Yeah. So, again, here's a vicious plug, if you will. Come on out and buy some advertisement, people. Yeah, because all that advertisement that you help support when you buy advertising to advertise on this, yes, it's a branding type of advertising, and it does help get your name out there and whatnot, but by primarily, I mean, a lot of that supports our ability to bring you some of those games and to cover, you know, some different expenses and then bring you live coverage of all the high school and the activities and different stuff like that. So if you can, you know, I'm sure Lance and some other people around the radio station, when they knock on your door, at least, you know, shake their hand, say hello, and say thanks. But write a check, too. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I think that'd be greatly appreciated.
It would, absolutely. So we're going to catch up. AJ is going to get us up to date on what's going on with the scoreboard. Not a lot of activity outside of that, but let's see what's happening. AJ, what do you got to say today?
Welcome back to the Raider Scoreboard on the Raider app on KYMN 95.1. The One. I am your host, A.J. Reister, Raider Class at 2022, and this is the final Winter Raider Scoreboards. Let's dive right into it. The boys' basketball team lost to Lakeville South on Tuesday in the quarterfinals round of the section tournament, 68-44. Lakeville leapt out to an early 28-20 lead at half, then scored another 40 in the second half as the Raiders could not stop the high-powered Cougar offense. Austin Kep led the team in points with 15, and the Raiders and their spectacular season, 14-12 overall. Today, the weightlifting team travels to Moorhead for the state meet at 9 a.m. Those who qualified for the Raiders include Elliot Ness, Riley Nelson, Tess Wiebe, Mason Munch, Carter Smines, Caleb Graw, Tegan Melgren, Spencer Melgren, Jackson Jurdy, Carson Munch, Jake Kick, Brittany Noreen, Andy Block, and Toby Graw. Good luck to all of our weightlifters up at Moorhead, and let's hope to bring home some hardware from the state meet. Tonight, Lakeville South takes on the Farmington Tigers in the semifinal boys basketball 1-4A section tournament, and you can catch that game live on KYMNradio.net at 7 p.m. So, after the weightlifting state meet this morning concludes, that will conclude the high school winter season for the Raiders. We then flip the page to the spring season, where here on the Raider Wrap, we will be covering all the spring sports Northfield has to offer, such as baseball, softball, boys and girls golf, boys and girls track, boys and girls lacrosse, boys tennis, and clay target shooting. We will also be live streaming baseball, softball, and boys and girls lacrosse games all spring. So we can't wait for that, but for the Raider scoreboard, that is it for the Raiders winter season. Be sure to stay tuned in right here for more sports on KYMN 95.1, The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders!
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while, the coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, 1300 Bullenbacher Drive in Northfield. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 4.
Jonathan Ryland, Builders and Remodelers. We have two new subdivisions in Northfield. One is called Hills of Spring Creek. It's actually the last final phase, and it's right at the end of Jefferson Parkway up by the water tower. 12 big single-family lots, all walkouts. And then we have another neighborhood that is just getting ready to get going here in Dundas. It's called Tower Heights. Take the roundabout up Highway 1 and head south, and we have a bunch of single-family lots in there, too.
Get our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
And welcome back to the wrap of the wrap. We're wrapping it all up. It's just a minute before 11 o'clock. We've got 9 degrees in the Northfield area, going to about 29 today. AJ Reister joining me today. Ned Newberg will be on the game tonight. KYMNradio.net. That's all happening. That's all taking place. All that fun stuff's coming up here in just a couple minutes. So without further ado, we bid you adieu. Good luck. We'll see you at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes, we will.
All right, that's a wrap. Jimmy LeDrew, AJ Reister, and the flowing cast says...
Everyone is welcome to enjoy the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club restaurant, where the pavilion and patio are open 7 days a week. Join us for food, fun, and camaraderie.